guest who's been holding patiently. Again, he's a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, Frank Albo. And he has made a real splash in Canada. And, Frank, good to have you on with us.
Nice to be on, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. I've never seen, it's on Discovery Channel and History Channel. They admit that Washington's set up as a giant pentagram, and I've seen it in a few places, but really, you're getting massive attention in Canada. Tell us all about it.
Well, the attention, I think, is probably geared towards the fact that I'm approaching this as an academic. I'm reviewing the building, its proportions, its correspondence to ancient temples, its incorporation of Masonic motifs, Hermeticism, ideas that were quite flourishing in the Renaissance and onwards in what today are called, occult societies or, esoteric philosophy and the like. My examination of this building has strictly focused on this building, and it's extraordinary the level of depth, sophistication that ideas of temple ideology and masonry are incorporated in the building, from the mosaics on the floor to the dimensions of the columns, all the way down to the figure which crowns the building, which most think is merely an icon of Manitoba's youth and enterprise, but really is designed and modeled after Hermes, who most people who have some education in this area would know is the great father of esoteric philosophy, alchemy, magic, and the like. And it's his position up there which makes it noted, at least from my perspective, why there would be such a level of sophistication throughout the building, all the way down to numerology. One room in particular that's built to the cubit dimensions of the Holy of Holies of Solomon's Temple. I mean, following the dimensions of Solomon's Temple in a building in the middle of North America, that is amazing.
Well, it is, but when they just coronated or christened three weeks ago, the new Austin City Council, it is a building adorned with all these different occult symbols. It's built out of bronze and brass, decked with all of these designs. It's 3 6-story buildings. And I pointed this out, and then they had a Wiccan come, and coronate it in an official city ceremony. That was the front page of the paper. So, I mean, this stuff's really kind of coming out of the closet these days. But I noticed in one particular article, it describes how you first woke up to this or got your interest piqued. You were driving past the building. Tell us what you noticed.
Well, I noticed for the first time, even though, and I should preface this by noting that sometimes things are so blatantly in your face that you fail to recognize some of the details.
Well, that's part of their religion. In fact, I have the data page on Infowars.com called Illuminati Secret Language Hidden in Plain View. That's part of their religion, but go ahead.
Right. Now, hidden in plain view is quite the mandate to concern ourselves with here, because I noticed that there were 2 Egyptian sphinxes flanking the north pediment of the building. Now, of course, sphinxes have nothing to do with the prospects of Manitoba at the time the building was christened. But what is interesting is, and I did my background, my graduate work is in ancient Near Eastern religions, is that Sphinx symbolized something else. But what really drew my attention to those sphinxes is that I found that they bore an inscription, a bona fide hieroglyphic inscription that you can't see from ground level, but from the roof. And I had it translated by a noted Egyptologist in Canada, and it translated basically as an invocation to the sun god Re. That already in and of itself is quite remarkable, but in the middle of the inscription was a cartouche of a very known pharaoh, at least in ancient Egypt, named Thutmose III. And what was remarkable, at least in my discoveries, is I could not situate this pharaoh with Manitoba history in the smallest measure. But what was led to is that Thutmose III actually has a bona fide place of high esteem among secret societies, namely Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry, because at least from his annals, about 3,500 years ago, he established what was...
He set up the universities of mystery religions.
Right. Apparently so. Now, this is hard to corroborate as an ancient historian, but in the minds of those who venerate
him... Well, no, I mean, he is accredited with setting up the first universities on planet Earth. I mean, that's admitted. I've even seen that on the History Channel. But let me just say this. Now, again, for those that don't get this, their religion is embodied in architecture because the secret construction guilds started in Egypt. The mathematics of how to build buildings was very well guarded because it brought great power and esteem. The second highest level in Egyptian hierarchy of government was the head construction masters, so they handed this down secretly through secret societies. Then it goes into Solomon and the temple, then into the Masons of today. Go ahead.
Right. Quite the history. I know this isn't the official version, and most of my academic peers would undoubtedly sneer at such a chronology, but the idea is that within certain secret institutions, that is what they deem to be the, you know, bona fide chronology.
Well, I've had family that were 33rd degree Masons.
Right, right. Now, you know, this was pretty much my introduction. I almost fell off my chair when I found that out, but this pretty much springboarded a whole Indiana Jones type adventure that even led me to what is an artistic representation of the Ark of the Covenant.
This is incredibly powerful. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Folks, I had great uncles, great grandparents, and I go to my grandparents' house in East Texas. I got the old Masonic books in there. The Lone Star State of Texas was founded by Masons, and they're not all evil because it's compartmentalized. The lower level members don't know what they're part of at the higher level, and the higher level Masons don't think they're worshiping Lucifer. And, you know, the classic devil, they think Lucifer is Ra or the sun god or the illuminated one, and they think Christians have just warped all of this. So it's amazing stuff. And D.C., it's all laid out like this. But we're talking to a research fellow of the Research Post, the University of Winnipeg, who has, well, I was just talking to him during the break. Masons are now admitting this to him and trying to actually even help him out. I guess because now they think it's, quote, the new age. The new age is dawn, and they're supposed to reveal all this. We're seeing all this revealing. But please continue with the, when you figured out the Masonic cubit was the cubit they were using, this measurement, then you entered that in and it opened up a whole world to you just with this particular government building, the legislature in Manitoba.
Right. You know, my as I indicated earlier, my academic background is in ancient Near Eastern religion, and part of that is that you learn the conventions of ancient temple practices, how they were designed and whatnot. And my early argument with the building was that it followed the plan of an ancient temple, and it does, right down to the smallest detail. And as every temple contains is the inner sanctum, or at least in the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant rests. And I was able to find that particular room in the building. However, where I reached a small impasse for temporarily is that the measurements of the room, the actual measurements of the room, which were 24 feet, did not fit into any cubit arrangement that I knew that was employed in the ancient world, meaning it wasn't the Greek cubit, it wasn't the Roman cubit, it wasn't any other standard form, or the Egyptian cubit. And this was an impasse in my dissertation. But it occurred to me later that Masons also incorporated a particular type of cubit, which was different than any other ancient form of cubit. And that cubit measurement, when I employed that number into this room, which I knew by the convention of the building was laid out to be the Holy of Holies, it turned out to be exactly the size that is indicated in the Book of Kings as the size of the Holy of Holies. Now, just to add a measure to this hypothesis, is that directly above that room, hidden, is, well, it's actually overt once you look at it, but directly above that room is a square war chest flanked by two winged warriors, which is the typical description of what the Ark of the Covenant looked like. Now, at this point, I felt this was clearly established. The room followed the dimensions of the Holy of Holies.
Meanwhile, outside, you've got sphinxes. You've got the sphinxes,
right,
with this carving that can only be seen from above.
Correct.
Where the sun god is at high noon.
Correct. In fact, they face east and west, these sphinxes, so it was quite typical in the ancient world that inscriptions, hieroglyphs, were thought to contain divine power just by the very nature of their shape.
And so the profane shouldn't be able to look upon them. The key, and literally key, inscriptions should only be visible by the deity.
Perhaps.
That's why it's on top, but go ahead.
Right, and so in the course of the of a day, the sun, symbolically speaking, of course, because we're speaking about the symbolism of a temple, would be ritually empowered. The building gains ritual empowerment through this inscription, which basically reads, "To the everlasting manifestation of Ray, the good God who gives life." Now, the question is, what does Ray give life to? In the ancient world, Ray gave life to icons so that they could perform their function.
He gave power to powerful.
Yeah, power to powerful, powerful power to obelisks, power to representations of the deity. And what I found was quite remarkable.
He basically possessed through these.
That could be your
things were
your
reading. things were christened or born again.
The idea in the mind of the ancient Egyptian is that the heavenly orb, the sun, gave power. It actually imbued things with power. And in temple construction, the things that were endowed with power were the icons that warded off evil, protective icons. And
now, we got a break, but when we come back, I want to get more into this. But
right.
I want you to think about this. Are you aware that François Mitterrand's glass pyramid that he that was
at the Louvre?
Yes, outside the Louvre, is 666 pieces of gold glass.
Oh, I can one-up you with the 666, which happens to occur in this building.
Of course it does, but it does here in Austin as well. And then within it, we have the 666 dimensions of a black pyramid beneath it. Stay there. We'll hear about 666, the number of the beast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The Revelator was given the message that the enemy would bring in world government and kill two-thirds of the world population's number was 666. You'll find this number everywhere. Our new buildings here in Austin, 3 6-story buildings, but that's not enough. Occult icons all over the building, and they had a witch coronated. Christen it. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, who's in the Globe and Mail, CTV, just a whole bunch of other major publications, because he's documented it. I mean, it's right down to the finest detail. But tell us about the 666 that you found in the building.
Right. Now, I know this number certainly wreaks havoc in the imagination of the West because of its reference to the Book of Revelations, as you've noted. Although
I know it's not that bad, but I mean, tell us their reason for it. It's a friendly thing.
Well, I can't quite comment on that, but I do know that before the reference in Revelations, 666 was the number of the sun, because if you add numbers 1 to 36, those numbers together add to 666, and the sun god is the ruler of the 36 constellations, and these were worn as talismans by ancient priests and whatnot. But my reference to the 666 in the building correspond to the incorporation of the sun once again. So in the first room, major room, the grand staircase hall in this building, arguably the most impressive in Canada, its floor plan, its actual floor plan is 66.6 inches, feet square. Now, I found that remarkable, not only because the Sphinx inscription is directly above that room.
By the way, so is the Austin City Council building. Would you like to come down here and see it?
Well, I would require that invitation.
We might have to have you come down, but please continue.
This particular room, which in ancient temple lore, typically warded off evil. The idea of the temple was that you used, so to speak, evil to ward off evil. And that's why there's busts of Medusa, cattle skulls, and two
large bodies. Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan called that black magic. That's black magic. Using evil spirits, using evil force to do good or to empower yourself.
Well, a hermeticist, I'm afraid, would part waters with you and talk about the tradition of temple construction from the earliest point of time.
I understand, but you studied this. Let me just be point blank with you.
Right.
Are you a believer in this yourself?
No. What I understand is, and just simply as an academic measure, is that people did. And that
so are you an atheist, a Christian, an agnostic?
No. I'm certainly a devout religious person. I'm Christian, in fact. But my discussions of this building were noting how the level of detail, not only for an ancient architect, that this particular architect would have known the conventions of an ancient architect, but there were things that I couldn't explain, such as the Sphinx inscription, the Holy of Holies room, the Ark, and this 666 incorporation. I cannot explain that as an ancient historian, but where I can explain it is in the ideology of Masons and those who deem architecture to actually have a profound power, a talismanic power.
No, that's what they believe. Listen, we have the Frost Bank building here in Austin that they just completed, and we've even talked to the architect. They admit it looks like a giant owl. It has giant eyes looking east and west, and I'm sure you know about owls and their their talisman type power in their lore?
Right. My understanding of the symbol of the owl only connects it to Athena, the goddess of wisdom, because the owl is all-seeing and whatnot.
Well, the Egyptians had the god. It was seen as a harbinger of destruction and power and, as you said earlier, empowerment.
Right. In the case of this one room, the 666 is at least as I understand it.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen the movie The Chronicles of Riddick?
No.
Well, I'm
afraid to spend too much time in the library, Alex.
Well, no, I was going to say this. I don't see a lot of movies either. But the point is, in this movie, the evil group that takes over your planet, I'm using this as an analogy, folks, drops their big icons in the city. You know, these big towers. And so I use that as an example for those that watch popular culture for what this owl is in downtown Austin. Go ahead.
Right. Well, you know, I think people are divided on the idea of secret society. Some seeing them as a cabal controlling all forms of government and in lieu of a one world order. And then there is the idea, at least as a historian, that as I pursued it, is that notions of philosophical occultism from Gnosticism right to Hermeticism in the Renaissance went underground and emerged in secret societies in the 16th century.
Well, let me try to boil this down. When they're not in power, they're revolutionaries. When they're in power, they're absolute despots. And really, it's just today we see modern intelligence agencies, secret operations, pyramidal power structure through compartmentalization. Today, what we call intelligence agencies are set up along the old secret society models. They've just removed the religion from it, at least on the surface. Then you go to these buildings, there's occult stuff all over the place there as well.
Right. So far, my experience, at least from the government, the premier, the ministers of Manitoba, is been quite favorable. Not simply on the press, but I think that I've well established myself, even as even in the face of academic critics, that there is something going on here which cannot be explained simply as a classical structure.
Well,
we've
never
whatever.
Talked before you came on the air, but you came right out and said, basically hidden in plain view, and that's what I've written about and talked about. That's also part of their religion, not just these buildings as talismans or as power bases like the pyramids or these obelisks like we have in D.C.,
right.
The Washington Monument, the Texas Monument, but also it is a religious rite. I mean, they worship these things.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention obelisks because in the original plans of this building were flanked by two obelisks, and you need go no further than Heliopolis in ancient Egypt to find that temples were typically flanked by two obelisks. So these things for me were just kind of measures of the building's incorporation of ideas. Now,
currently
there's no obelisk there, but there is one very hidden, and I've been able to point that out.
Okay, tell us about the hidden obelisk.
Well, it's crowned by a bust of Cartier, kind of a political hero of Canada, but its base was designed by the architect, and it follows the kind of pyramidal, elongated pyramidal form of an obelisk.
Oh, yeah, they stick a head up on top of an obelisk, yeah.
Right. And, the other thing is that in
well, you've been to graveyards and seen all the obelisks.
Yeah, of course.
For the masons, yeah.
Now, in the center of this building is, and typically for a temple is where, you know, the sacrifice altar would be, and I made measurements that corresponded this particular, the balustrade there to altars of ancient temples. But what you find here, which is really unique, another hidden thing in plain view, which is entirely Christian, is the Great War mural in the building, which, you know, at first glance, it just appears to be military figures dressed in their regalia. What you could see is a image of the Virgin holding the beloved child and also a figure like Jesus. Clearly, I mean, this is, once I point this out, it's kind of like putting on those 3D goggles where the image is suddenly, you know, brought into view once you put on the goggles. The goggles that I've asked historians to look at, art historians, are The figure in the center is Jesus. He's being helped along by figures bearing the cross. And, you know, just these planted seeds suddenly awaken this mural to the idea that it's a representation of Jesus. And Jesus would be perfect for this building because Jesus represents the ultimate sacrifice in the Western tradition. And there are other ideas to Jesus being referenced in this room.
In the middle of this occult compound,
right,
we've got the hidden image of Christ being sacrificed.
No, well, Christ bearing the cross and being helped, as it's noted in the gospel.
Yeah, and then that gets into Hiram Abiff.
Well, perhaps you can enlighten me on that. I mean, my background
is not ancient history. That's the ritual killing that the Masons do over and over again.
Oh, right.
Did you hear about Long Island last year where the Masons blew the guy's head off?
No.
Yeah,
during
a ritual, they accidentally loaded real bullets in it. They normally just shoot the guns off by their heads and threaten to kill them if they ever let any secrets out, and it was actually loaded, and they blew the guy's head off, and, oh, the guy got probation that blew his buddy's head off because the top cops are all Masons. Now, if you type in, though, into Google, you will find other cases where Masons accidentally blow heads off, and you'll find the Klan during rituals that are identical, because it's Masonic, blowing people's heads off. Were you aware of that?
No. I can't comment on that, but I can comment on a metaphor.
But nobody ever gets in trouble. It's always accidental. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I can comment in the building, at least in this particular room that I just noted, the rotunda, the center of the building, that there is a metaphor to the entered apprentice rite. And during this rite, what happens is the initiate is asked by the master, what are the three ornaments of the temple? And the response is a blazing star in the center, surrounded by an indented tessel and a mosaic pavement. Now, each of those items, I know this is fancy schmancy Masonic terms, but the idea is that a mosaic pavement is just black and white squares, and the tessel is just an ornamented border. Now, this room has a blazing star in the center, a black eight-pointed star, surrounded by each of these things. Is this a reference to this particular rite, which talks about the center of the temple? Perhaps, and what at least for me makes that measure even more compelling, is that we do have one eight-pointed star that I know of in a legislature, a Capitol building,
U.S. This is like walking into a Chuck E. Cheese pizza place and saying, is this a pizza place? I mean, it's like walking into the Capitol and saying, is this a Capitol? I mean, you're like going, is this? I mean, you knew about Francois Mitterrand, obsessed with Egyptology, obsessed with the occult. His life work was worth these 666 pieces of gold glass. Then beneath it, you have an inverted black pyramid that hangs down out of the ceiling into the Louvre, and then its exact measurements come out to 666. I mean, come on.
Well, I appreciate your fervor and enthusiasm to a high measure, but you must understand I'm having to convince people that strain on a knot. Each element I have to delicately tease out in order to establish.
Well, when I leave the studio today and I get in my car, I'm going to go, this is a car. So I know it's a car. It's got lights, got a steering wheel, got an engine, it's a car.
Right.
But again, you talk about this hidden in plain view. It's all over the place. You want to hear the speeches that Bush and others give. They all the time during his State of the Union, during his swearing in, all of this stuff, he's dropping Masonic phrases.
Well, you know, for my interpretation of this building is that it's beautiful. It's stunningly beautiful. It follows ancient plans. It has this incorporation of high-level motifs that are clear, that are hidden, and then once exposed, a certain other dimension of its sophistication comes out. But I just wanted to finish with the eight-pointed star, and this is something that hasn't been published or looked at. And trust me, it's given some level of, I even hate to say trust me because then people say, oh, then I shouldn't trust you. What are you talking about? Well, You can go to your own state capitol in Minnesota, which has an eight-pointed star in the center, and what they won't explain to you at the Minnesota Historical Society or the woman who did her dissertation on the building is that a strange rite happens there, the so-called laying in state rite, where former governors, vice presidents, Hubert Humphrey, John Johnson, Frank Kellogg, senators, who have had this opportunity to lie in state on this eight-pointed star for a public ceremony. Now, what no one's been able to explain
is that they're all Masons. You didn't know Ronald Reagan did that?
Yeah, but Ronald Reagan did that in Washington, not in the Minnesota State Capitol, which has an eight-pointed star.
Finish what you just said about the Masons. I talked over you.
Sorry, this particular building, which has the closest association with the building in Canada, the one in Minnesota, built in the same style, Beaux-Arts, neoclassical, with an eight-pointed star in its rotunda, has this particular rite that no one knows why these people are selected, and it was later confirmed to me when I had an opportunity to give a tour to all the highest-level Masons in the country, in Canada, of the building. I gave a tour to them last year. I said, you know, I found it interesting that there were all these figures that had this opportunity to engage in this rite in the Minnesota State Capitol, but no one's been able to explain to me why it occurs and why these people get selected. I received an email about 2 weeks later from one of the attendees, I believe it was a grandmaster from one of the provinces, who confirmed that each of those members, each of those names, were Masons. Now, to me, this raises eyebrows. I don't know if there's any rites, and well,
let me stop you.
That there's not happening in Manitoba.
Frank, it's almost as if you read my mind. I was going to say, in these buildings where they have these temple chambers, the whole building's a temple, obviously, but the inner chambers, I was going to say, on certain Masonic dates and at funerals and other things, go to those places and you will see rituals going on.
Right.
Right out in plain view. Now, while a tour is being led by.
I can't comment on that, Alex, and perhaps you could send me some literature that could, you know, help.
I'll tell you what, give out your email, and you'll get a lot of garbage. You'll get a lot of real stuff, too. Our listeners are experts. Why don't you give your email out?
It's Frank Albo, FrankAlbo at Rogers.com. That's RogerS.com.
It's Frank Albo at Rogers.com.
Correct.
Frank Albo at Rogers.com. You got any websites or anything at the university where you've posted any of your findings?
Well, what I'm in the process of negotiating with the minister in Canada is to build a website that would highlight these features and so that it's open for speculation.
All right, and the Masons are helping you. They're happy because they believe the New Age is here and it's time to reveal themselves. We're going to come back and start taking your calls. Our guest will be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I got a bunch of other world news we'll be covering.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The groups we're talking about are the people bringing you world government. And the lower steps of the pyramid, their members believe they're helping society out and trying to uplift mankind. But I've studied them. I've snuck into their rituals. I snuck into Bohemian Grove in July of 2000. It's been in major publications. They admit I snuck in, got the first and only video of the ritual as they worship Moloch, the Canaanite deity that children were sacrificed to. They bring in a mock effigy of a baby, a child, and burn it in front of Moloch. It's sick. And you can see the video of that ritual and our infiltration and the British media covering our infiltration in my film, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. It's 2 hours long. In the five-hour special that was on the Trio Network using my footage, they only used about 10 minutes of the ritual and then just basically made excuses for the rest of it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or call toll-free to get a copy of the film or any of the films I produced at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now understand, they don't think they're worshiping the devil. They think that the devil is God, and that Christians are just mistaken about all this, that the devil is God, and that the devil is just how we see the manifestation of the destructive side of the architect, the grand architect, as they call them. Folks, their fruits are evil. The Bible is correct. It lays out who we're dealing with. And it's serious. So I hope you'll get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove to find out just how out of control these people are. 1-888-253-3139. I know Ron and Steven and Tom and Bart and a bunch of other people have been holding for eons, and you've probably been holding since before the guests got on, so there's a bunch of different issues you probably want to talk about. I want to get more into the occult language hidden in plain view in the next hour with you. Again, Frank Albo, who's a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg in Canada. But right now, let's go to the calls for our guest. Let's talk to Ron in Indiana. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question about, it's not quite what you're talking about, but building number 7, they later on, I didn't hear this at first, but later on they said, well, it was going to be pulled. Wouldn't that require every other building I've seen, you know, with the demolished, you know, they have to have paperwork. The cameras are there to take pictures and all that. What happened, and why didn't they tell, from what I heard of the people inside, they didn't.
Sir?
No, it was going to be demolished.
This is hidden in plain view again.
Yeah.
Larry Silverstein goes on PBS and says, we blew up Building 7. The official government report is they don't know why it fell. And there was only one person that died in Building 7. They were warned, they did evacuate, and then they blew the building up. So.
But they weren't warned. I mean...
They were warned, yes they were.
Did, like 2 days before?
Oh, no. Obviously, the explosives were put in weeks before.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. If they were actually going to pull the building, this would have had documentation
where
they would have
to get... They claim fire brought down Building 7, and they go, well, we're not quite sure. Well, why didn't the building in Madrid that burned 10 times as hotter and for 2 days fall? No steel building had ever collapsed. But look, all that's academic. They admit they blew it up. The firefighters told AP reporters to get back. We're going to bring it down. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Any comments to what he was saying, Frank?
No, I have. I'm afraid I have nothing to add.
All right. Yeah, I apologize. We had callers holding from beforehand, and I'm going to go to them. Hopefully, they'll bring a point up to you. We got to clear these lines out so we can get the folks that actually want to talk to you. Here in about 70 seconds, we'll be back with the third hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're honored to be joined by this great academic researcher, research fellow there at the University of Winnipeg in Canada, Frank Albo. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Hour 3 straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, listening across the country, worldwide, and all the ships at sea, we're now into hour number 3 of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Hopefully enlightening you, getting you to wake up to the real world all around you. The false paradigm has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. We're talking to Frank Albo, and he is a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg. He's made major headlines, I mean, in just a whole bunch of major newspapers. He sees hidden signs, occult clues at legislature. This is out of the Winnipeg Sun. Here's another one out of the Globe and Mail. A building of secret encoded clues. And the Masons and everybody basically admit this. And it's got the 666 in its dimensions. It's got all of it there, just like our Austin's new city council buildings. The 3 6-story buildings and inside all the occult garbage. The reason this is important is that it shows you the driving ideology and philosophy of the elite. I want to go over a bunch of other examples of things hidden in plain view and how they imprint and communicate with themselves and our subconscious with numerology and key dates and things. Again, we are talking to the research fellow. Let's go right back to the calls. Let's talk to who's up first from Buffalo? Lucia in Buffalo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mr. Albo, I must congratulate you on your work. It's marvelous. I have been doing for 26 years research in what lies beneath these buildings. You've got half of the story. The other half is what lies in the ground, under the ground.
The tunnels.
No. I have, I'm a geomancer, a master dowser, geomancer, investigating one of the Masonic very high secrets called the Geodetic Code. It consists of water and aquastat.
Well, they do believe that there are certain areas that have a magical frequency.
No, there's no certain
area. Well, let me stop you. Well, I don't believe in that stuff, but you can believe it.
I'm not talking about what you believe. I'm talking about
what is there. Okay, let me get my guest to comment on it.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Well, hold on. I'm going to let him comment on what you just said. Comment, please, sir.
Well, with regards to, are you speaking of perhaps latent earth energies that are...
Yes, I'm talking about the telluric earth, feminine earth current, which is, I have doubts, basilicas, cathedrals, lady chapels, any kind of church you want to talk about. I have doubts. Our city hall here in Buffalo. Incidentally, Buffalo is considered and is known to be a sister city to Washington because our city hall is placed in exactly the same kind of geodetic setup that Washington has.
Well, they also build temples. Let me just add something. They also build temples on key meridian lines and things. All I'm saying is I think dowsing is magic. I think it's magical thinking, and I can disagree with you if I want to. Aren't I allowed to?
And you're very welcome to. But
I'm not saying that they don't believe this. I know they believe it.
Well, it's true. I have never found this geodetic code to be violated. There are some 30 appointments that must exist under any religious building or palace or city hall that must be complied with in the architectural appointments of this city hall or this capitol building. Or
I'll hold you over if need be, but Frank, have you run into this yourself?
No. Of course, this is another topic that makes people in my field somewhat cringe, the idea of ley lines and meridian points and whatnot. But what I do think is undoubtedly something to look at in this particular building is that if you look on the map, and this is just outrageous, if you look at them on the map, Winnipeg is the near latitudinal and longitudinal center of the continent. Like, it's clear as day. And so if you were, you know, following this idea, this ideology, whether it's present or not, then it seems that this would be an ideal location for a centrifugal type of a talismanic energy.
We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, using collagen aid, my cholesterol went from 206 to 133 in 2 months.
Lowering his cholesterol numbers is just one benefit Bill experienced when he lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate by Vim & Vigor.
And also, I've got bad knees. Doctor told me that I should really have surgery, and I do a lot of hiking. And since I've been taking Collagenate, the knees really improve. They don't hurt at all. I don't have to worry about them aching after a hike. Don't think I'm going to have surgery here. I'm happy about that. With Collagenate from Vim & Vigor, I've lost 20 pounds, and my cholesterol went from 206 to 131. My body fat's down by 10%, and that's been in 2 months, and I feel great.
Lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim & Vigor. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-THIN. Get $25 off a 3-month supply. 1-800-622-THIN. 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about secret societies and their icons all around us. Capitals, legislative centers, are really temples. 666 shows up from the Austin City Council buildings to the Winnipeg Legislature. The occult is everywhere. Again, we talked about the Louvre, that big gold pyramid they built, 666 pieces of glass with another black pyramid within it, with its dimensions being 666. And, see, I don't believe in all this stuff. I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in getting power from it. I'm a Christian. I think it's very, very dangerous, and the people involved in it, the whole culture of it, it's of the New World Order. It's what they promote and push. But again, then people come out of the woodwork who believe in just all these different types of magic, and then the academic debate shifts away from it because it has that cloak around it. What we're saying, what I'm saying, is the elite believe in this. It's set up all around us. We need to talk about it. But we're talking to Lucia in Buffalo, New York, and she was getting into how these buildings are built on these points on the earth that have, you know, these different energies, which, you know, the earth does project an energy, a magnetic energy, but I guess she's saying something totally, entirely different. We can prove that they built these things as occult temples. That's admitted. But, again, getting off into then the magic itself, I don't go there. But you're welcome to, Lucia. Go ahead and finish up those. We've got a bunch of other callers.
Okay. Thank you very much. The slogan that the High Masons use for this geodetic code is, quote, darkness brought to light, or darkness made visible. This is High Masonry. I am a Christian. So and Mr. Elbow said he is too. The investigating these things does not make us a purveyor of evil. We're just trying to bring to light things we need to know.
Well, I'm not saying you're evil. I'm saying that I don't.
Well, I know.
I mean, they may
don't.
Think certain points are magic and they get power off of them.
What I'm talking about is not magic per se. Pope Gregory told his missionaries when they went to their far-flung countries to establish a church, he said, first find the pagan sites of worship, the holy places. Knock down the buildings, get rid of it, and then build your church on the same spot. That's because under the earth, there is the spiral. The spiral is on the geometry of the number 7. There's always 7 coils, 14 coils, 21 coils, right on up to 49 coils, okay? There's water lines. Every altar in every church is nested, must be nested in a circle or a loop, a spiral of water. I have worked for 26 years. I have never seen an abridgment.
Okay, well, ma'am, just send me some information on that. I appreciate the call. It's very interesting. We're just talking about how openly they have sphinxes, they have inscriptions and hieroglyphics to these, you know, to the sun god. It's built to the specifications of Solomon's Temple, and then no one ever talks about it. We just ignore it. Frank, any comments?
No, just to follow up with the caller, as an intellectual pursuit for myself, I knew nothing about concepts in masonry and secret societies and whatnot. I'm left translating biblical Hebrew and cuneiform wedge-shaped texts. But what I did know is that those ideologies that the ancient architect employed were also employed in this building, and that the only other way of explaining all these other motifs that you had correctly noted was only through societies such as Freemasonry or those that endow or believe in buildings having some natural power to exude things. And that's a whole other level of investigation. That's why I'm open to discussions and whatnot, because this is still an unfinished work, although I've spent 4 years detailing the smallest measures of the building.
And again, folks, we are talking to a research fellow at the University of Winnipeg, in Canada. We're talking to Frank Albo, and I'm not trying to be mean or poo-poo what that lady was saying. What I'm saying is, I keep it separated. I snuck into Bohemian Grove where our world leaders, our presidents, worship Moloch. Now, then people go, but I don't believe in the devil and I don't believe in Moloch, so you're a kook. And I'm going, wait a minute. The point is, they do. They're worshiping it. This is a big deal, but people almost have blinders because it is the occult, Then they go, well, that can't be proven. Well, what can be proven is they believe in it. What can be proven about Skull and Bones is it's a temple. They worship these deities. They are a death cult. They get in coffins. They believe they're born again. That's admitted. We're not weird because we talk about it. I'm not weird because the Austin New City Council is a bronze building with three six-story buildings, and they had a Wiccan high priestess consecrated. I'd be weird if I wasn't pointing this out. And I'm sure.
Can I answer that, Alex?
Sure.
In my work so far, I have not been able to identify the they. The they that may consist of the government have pretty much opened and been very supportive with what I'm doing because it's unmistakable. And B,
even
allowed me access to archives that correspondences abroad. I've been able to contact Masonic historians in London and in Paris and whatnot who have been able to furnish information to me that I wouldn't have normally gotten. And so I can't identify this so-called hidden they yet.
Who do you think built this? This multi-million dollar structure?
Well, it's currently the replacement value is at about $1 billion, and it's certainly irreplaceable. And the Masonic link, at least as a historian, was that the architect was hired by a government subcommittee comprised entirely of Masons. Now that is fine. That is in
well,
the
again, and
record.
We go back to explain to them this room with 666.
Well, the room is the grand staircase hall. It's the first major room in the building. It's floor plan, and right on its architectural drawing, surprisingly, it's written 666. I mean, I almost dropped off my chair when I saw this because I did biblical studies and I know what this means, at least from a Christian perspective.
Let me stop you. What do you think of our city council that has 666 in dimensions of some of its big rooms, and the three buildings are each six stories tall?
I can't comment on those because the only way I could explain 666 in this building is the housing of, symbolically, quote-unquote, of the power of the sun, which was very typical for
the
temple.
And then again, the entire building, though, is according to these Masonic cubits.
No, just the cubit arrangement of the Lieutenant Governor's reception room, which I coined the Holy of Holies, which has an Ark of the Covenant directly above it. The Holy of Holies was only one three coordinates of the temple.
I think if you start calculating the building, you're going to find that the numbers continue.
Well, perhaps. And as I said, this is work in progress. And I wasn't expecting the press to make such a media fervor over this. I was simply giving an academic lecture, and it got picked up by everyone. And I'm still open to those scholars and interpreters who can add to this because, quite frankly, I'm still astonished.
Right. Let me throw something at you. Al-Qaeda is not into numerology, but did you know? Of course, you know all of the magical talisman power, I'm sure if you've been researching this, of 911, of 9s and 11s. Did you know that, of course, in the Masonic rituals, they have the two towers on each side of the altar? You have the two buildings. The Madrid, Spain bombing was 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11.
Do you mean the two pillars?
Yes.
Yakin and Boaz?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then it continues. Did you know that on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York Lottery came up 9/11? Did you know that on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile came up 911.0000, like one out of 14 billion? The Chicago Mercantile, oh yes. And it goes, sir, there are hundreds of these. They have a rule, they have to hide it in plain view. Did you know that on the Lone Gunman episode, that was a spinoff of the X-Files, aired months before 9/11, a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to blame it on foreign enemies and get martial law. And then I had the star of the X-Files show up at my door a few months ago with a crew, just himself there with cameras, videotaping me for a film he's making, and he says, yes, we think the CIA planted that story on us beforehand. What do you think of that?
Oh, gosh. I have no comment. I don't know what to add to that. Once again, I'm...
Well, numerology is how they communicate.
But what most people don't understand is that numerology is about 2,500 years old. It's the father of a science that was that began with Pythagoras, that moved all throughout the Platonic tradition, that became a very high art around the 12th century, and then in the Renaissance it was pretty much the canon of proportion and beauty, were symmetry and proportion and numbers, that numbers actually had quality.
3-2-2.
That's what people thought at that time, and there were people like Newton and Spinoza and some of the greatest.
You know why 3-2-2 is so important?
Civilization.
You know why 3-2-2 is so important?
I can't comment. No.
Well, it's got about a dozen meanings, but you ought to research that. You know, 3-2-2 is under a skull and crossbones on the door of Skull and Bones at Yale.
Right.
And of course, you know the Nazis wore the skull and crossbones on their hats. And did you know that a German secret society founded Skull and Bones in 1832? Did you know that Hitler was part of the Thule Society and the Thule Society and openly said he was part of the Illuminati?
Well, there's a part of me that's reticent to, you know, furnish you with other details in the building, because I could see it might move into this netherworld, but I do know of another secret society at Yale called the... Do you you want to finish this, Alex?
Yeah, after the
scroll and key.
Were you about to tell me there were skulls in there?
No,
we'll be right back. Stay there, sir.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Jason, Tim, Alan, everybody, your calls are coming up. We're just going to have to keep our guests for a little bit longer. This is amazing. Real quick, sir, continuing, we're talking about Skrull and Key, secret societies. You're going to tell us some more of the symbolism in this grand area where you come in with the 666. Tell us more.
Right. I just wanted to preface this briefly by saying that symbols are multivalent, so they could take a wide range of interpretations. Now, my particular interpretation of things might differ than yours. But there is, in this room as well, the maidens on the third floor, the caryatids as they're called, carry a scroll and key in their hands. And some people have pointed out to me, well, perhaps this is a reference to the Scroll and Key Society at Yale, the secret society Scroll and Key at Yale. Or down every single hall and all of the stairs and most of the arrangements, the number 13 repeats throughout. 13 is ubiquitous throughout this building. So someone could say, oh, 13 is also an unlucky number. Or that the figure crowning the dome is modeled after Hermes, who we all know from history as the father of occult arts. And directly beneath them, there's a black eight-pointed star, which in ancient history, the earliest archaic goddess that we know of, Ishtar, was represented as black eight-pointed star.
And again, people say, they'll say that isn't the golden boy, but you have the writings of the architect saying it was.
Oh, yeah, the writings of the architect.
Let me stop you. You get all this together in one place, the 666, the sphinxes, the carvings, you know, all this.
The 13 repeating throughout, the scroll and key in the Grand Staircase Hall, even the two large bison, which are in the Grand Staircase Hall, which people say, oh, it's just a totem image of Manitoba because those are the animals that existed on the plane. I would tell them, no, an ancient temple were always flanked by two very large menacing bulls that protected the inner sanctum. And so that's why their presence is there. But this is my interpretation, of course. And my interpretation.
But wait a minute, you've got the supreme grand masons and, the top masons writing in, coming to tours and saying you're right.
Well, actually, they've been astounded because I've been pointing out elements of their own tradition that, quite frankly, I don't think some of them knew. And
that's because
the highest level masons in the country, at least in Canada, that they would be able to furnish me with data and in event.
That's because, sir, it's wheels within wheels. These so-called top masons are really porch masons.
Say again?
These top so-called masons are really porch masons.
You have to give me a translation.
A porch mason is the outer sanctum masons, or the, you know, you go to church, the preacher's up on the dais, and you're in the crowd. They're in the crowd. They're not even allowed up on stage.
Oh, I got to hand it to you, Alex. This is quite the experience appearing on your show.
Well, you said that during the break you looked up Moloch. Why don't you tell us about that individual?
Well, only because, you know, studying ancient history and specializing in ancient Semitic languages.
Well, he was also worshipped in Greece and in Babylon. And of course,
that's right. And they always change their form. They become different deities, you know.
He was a goat. He was a bull. Yeah.
But it's true. The ancient texts show that Moloch required sacrifices of small children, and so did Tanit, another
figure. And so I went to a snuck into a meeting where Bush admittedly goes. You can pull up San Francisco Chronicle articles admitting I snuck in and got this, and they bring up the bound image of a baby and burn it before Moloch. That sounds very Christian. Let's go to a call. Let's go to a call. Al in Chicago, then Jason and others. Go ahead, Al.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go
ahead.
Yeah,
I have some interesting information here concerning Monsieur Le Enfant, who was the project manager of the original survey of the District of Columbia.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a member of the Cincinnati Society. He was liked by Washington, disliked by Jefferson because of his CS connection. He was dismissed from the project and was offered generous payment for the work performed. He was dismissed in March of 1792. He refused this offer and became obsessed with getting his contractual payment. He lobbied Congress for 18 years to receive the contractual repayment.
But tell people what he specifically did so they understand you.
He was a surveyor. He laid out the original did the original survey for the District of Columbia in 1792.
Okay.
Okay, the funny thing is, he became obsessed with getting his contractual payment, and by an act of Congress passed May 1st, 1810, he received it. The sum was $666 2/3. It's unpayable. It's an endless decimal of 666.
That's right. Isn't that nice? And oh, they love it. Look, just type bill number or HR 666 into a search engine. State bills, local laws, federal laws. It always has to do with secret arrest, torture, checkpoints, police state. Just type HR or S666 in and prepare yourselves. You'll be at the Library of Congress. Hundreds of bills, always evil, always horrible. But it's just a friendly number. Here to help you. Give us your firearms. We'll be nice to you. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, we got loaded phone lines here, and I got a ton of news I wanted to get to before this broadcast ended. Kind of recap some top stories as well, but let's just hurry through. I can take the next five calls. I can let Al finish up, then Jason, Adam, Paul, and Ed. That'll be it. Just have your comment or question ready. Real fast, Al in Chicago, interesting point you brought up. I haven't confirmed that, but it sounds interesting. I'd like to see the evidence of that. Anything else you want to add to our guest, Frank Albo?
I have this from a book called The National Capital, It's History and Architecture. It was written in 1893. Basically, I would like you to comment on the Cincinnati Society and why Washington would like this man and Jefferson would so dislike him.
I'm familiar with the Cincinnati Society, but I'm not versed enough to get into any real detail on it. Do you have any comments?
No, I don't. No, I just thought it was interesting that the payment that he was obsessed with, Anton was obsessed with, was $666 2/3.
All right, thanks for the call. Do you have anything to say on that, Frank?
No.
All right, let's go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a question or a statement pertinent to today's discussion, but first, every day that I listen to you, I'm very curious. Why do you think you're still alive? How come with your spreading the word like this and putting out all this wonderful information, how come they haven't attacked you?
Well, that's one of the most common questions I get. It's a very complex one. They've killed a lot of patriots. They falsely charged and imprisoned a lot of truth seekers and people who love God and love freedom. But number one, because I believe God protects me, and when my work's done, that's the minute that the globalists would destroy me. But more than, at a whole nother level, the globalists kind of delude themselves, and they believe this is the new age. They've said this. They believe it's time to reveal, and they believe their power is great enough now that it can be exposed. And plus, there's so many of us now exposing things that they can't get us all. I mean, we're like mushrooms. You stomp on us, you just spread the spores. And at a certain level, I think they think that I do. They're intimidating for them. Because I put it out in a very scary fashion, because it is. I have more faith in humanity to rise up against it. But I got to go quick. Any questions or comments for our guest?
Yes, sir. First, he said that numerology is 2,500 years old, and I'm wondering if he separates that from Hebrew gematria, which predates that by thousands of years. Also, he says Hermes...
No, that's impossible, sir.
How so?
Because Hebrew gematria wasn't introduced historically until much later. Much later, not 1,000 years before that. In fact, Hebrew was a proto-language about 800 B.C. So, and that's the official scholarly opinion, and I studied biblical Hebrew. So I have to part ways with you there.
How about Hermes being preceded as the father of esoteric wisdom by Nimrod, or Ninus and Semiramis?
Well, Hermes as an esoteric tradition was something well noted. We have a corpus of literature dedicated to Hermes that was extremely popular in the Renaissance and captured most of the greatest minds of the Enlightenment as being the earliest form of religious salvation. It was very Gnostic. It had lots of tendencies that were somewhat Christian, and then others that move into magical land. But that's a whole other.
Really, it's just another manifestation of the Babylon mystery religions to ensnare Christians.
And in parting, I would ask you to please comment. You spoke earlier of the bronze and brazen chapters of Hiram of Tyre, and I was wondering if you might Joaquin and Boaz. I was wondering if you might comment on that, in as much as you see it.
And again, that's where good old Moloch was worshipped. Okay, thanks for the call. Good points and questions there, Frank.
So was that question to me? Because I thought
it was offered
to you. About the two pillars?
Yes.
I believe you were commenting on that, Alex. I had nothing to add.
Well, I just know that that is one of the part of their basic rights. And I was comparing it to the two towers being knocked down and then being rebuilt, part of the ritual. Let's go ahead now and go to another caller here. Let's talk to Adam in Pittsburgh. Adam, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, speaking of Len Font, I think the reason why he was so eager to get his 666 paycheck was because of the fact that he designed most of the streets in D.C. around Masonic and satanic symbols.
Well, I knew his name from that, yes. And then you have the French architect with a lot of the more modern designs that are there, and it's a giant obelisk, and the buildings are all like temples. And,
right above the White House, if you look on a map, the streets pretty much form an upside-down five-pointed star with the White House being the bottom point.
And you've got an owl perching on it with the Capitol in its belly.
Mm-hmm. That's on the east side of the Capitol. The lawn, the walkway, when you look at it from the air, forms an owl. And I'm not sure, Frank, being from Canada, are you aware that there is also an owl on the $1 bill here in America?
No, your own Masonic tradition, although quite elaborate, I haven't investigated.
Take the Supreme Court. It's got all these gods, Zeus and the owls, but that's okay. We've just got to pull down all the Christian symbols. And it's just like in Alabama, they've got a bust of Zeus there, but you can have that, you just can't have the Ten Commandments. So we also see selective enforcement. Go ahead.
On the Republican National Committee logo and the DNC logo, I'm sure you're familiar with this, Alex.
Upside down stars, yeah.
Yep, the stars are actually flipped upside down.
Yeah, why is everything upside down now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but... you can look at...
And look, nothing against Mormons, okay, but at the big temple in Salt Lake, they've got pentagrams. And on top of it, you go to the Vatican. I mean, it's just full of this stuff. Any comments to that, Frank?
No, my experience has been 4 years of exhaustive work on one building, and I hope that it sponsors interpretation of whatever degree. I'm just putting the information that I can validate as fact, and wherever you want to take it is, of course, up to people's interpretation.
Well, this stuff is everywhere. It's just amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next. Paul in New York, and that'll be the last caller we have time for. Paul, go ahead.
Alex, one simple question for you and your guest, one each. Klaus Diehls, Washington Monument, was he a Mason, and what level Mason was he? And to your guest, who is the one originating person who designed this building in Manitoba? Was he a Mason, and what level was he?
Can I answer that question first?
Sure.
That is an excellent question. I haven't been able to establish whether he was a Mason, although I found there was another mysterious architect who takes all the credit who was in London at the time. It's a great mystery. Here on the ground, Frank W. Simon built the legislative building, although all the other architectural encyclopedias credit another figure, Septimus Warwick. I haven't figured that out. That might lead me down the rabbit hole that you guys are talking about, but so far... It's a mystery.
But the committee that paid for it were all Masons.
Correct.
Okay, to answer your questions, basically every major building built, every monument in D.C. was designed by a Rosicrucian, a Templar, a Mason. It's all the same thing. People get confused by all these different names. It's like, you've got different places where you can go get your car worked on by a mechanic. You know, they're mechanics. This is what they do. This is what they're about. Thanks for the call. Very, very interesting. And the point is you talk about this Yerukuk. No. This is the real thing. This is what's happening. This is what the architects are into. This is their religion. A lot of your top architects. And you look at this, you need to understand this is the driving ideology, the religion, the force, the philosophy of the elite today. Most of them are part of this. And this is how they bind themselves. And they're bringing in a world government, and they're bringing in the implantable microchip, which they're promoting, and they're bringing in the police state, and it's really happening.
Yeah, architecture seems to be the keystone in all of that, because architecture has this apparent effect of affecting people.
Well, it projects their power, it makes us feel small, it dwarfs us.
Right. Architecture was the most elaborate science known in masonry and throughout thousands of
years. And it was a powerful secret, the mathematics to build buildings, which would make you number two to the Pharaoh or the king or the Caesar. And so throughout, this is the icon of their religion.
I can't part with you there.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on with us. It was amazing. And people can read the Globe and Mail articles, the CTV articles, all the big magazine and newspaper articles that we found, four or five newspaper articles, a couple TV reports, are at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we're fighting these architects and the grand architect who are building the New World Order. They believe they've seized human architecture and are actually changing our evolution, and really they're destroying us, they're enslaving us. The feudal lords who love to breed dogs and who love to breed horses and pigs also think that they're actually controlling us and warping us to be better little slaves. That's why we fight the Prison Planet and their great architect. Thanks for coming on, Frank.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alex. It's
good to hear from
you.
God bless and take care. All right. Well, that's it. And so now, you know, they're just flaunting it in your face in the big newspapers up in Canada admitting this. And the Austin City Council buildings, the 3 6-story buildings, are just totally satanic. You really, if you live in Austin, you ought to go get a tour of it. I mean, it's just, it is disgusting. And it's satanic, and again, they'll tell you, oh, we predate your Judeo-Christian term of Satan. No, we worship the God of light, the light bearer, the illuminator. And yes, we do like to sacrifice children, but that's our sacrament, and what's wrong with that? You know, these people, these sickos, who email me sometimes when I badmouth the Aztecs, who would sacrifice tens of thousands of people on certain holidays. The people were so brainwashed, they would willingly give their children up to the priest to have their hearts cut out. They would then kick the bodies down the stairs, and the people would cut it up for lunch meat. It was their main meat product, was the sacrificed people. And I'll get an email going, that was their culture. How dare you badmouth their culture? You can't judge a culture. Okay, then the Nazis were good. They wore skulls on their hats. They wore black uniforms. 20 million Germans died in the war. Tens of millions of other people they killed. They rampaged all over the place. And that was their culture. The culture of death. The order of death. The order of the death's head. The order of skull and bones. Okay? And that was, I think that culture was sick. And America's culture of abortions and just mindlessness and war and fraud is sick too. It's sick. And when we're a culture that doesn't have a rudder, that doesn't have a vision, we're going to have that vision and rudder set for us, that course set for us, and it's straight to hell. A bunch of decadent, inbred trash that thinks because they're ruthless, that gives them right to be in total control. Well, we're in control because we're the best. No, you're in control because you're like a cancer that's spread throughout the body and threatens to destroy humanity and our future, which could be unbelievably great. So just because you're spreading, and just because you're so ruthless, and just because you're so sick, doesn't give you right to rule anything, you destructive trash! You reek of death. Your stench is disgusting. It makes me want to puke. And all your pomps and all your low-level minions that think they're at the top of the pyramids, you're all playing into this. You are bringing forth hell. You are conjuring the Antichrist. You are bringing forward the end of humanity. But God's promise is a remnant will be saved. And the problem is the Christian churches are almost all run by Masons when he's not saying that forced abortion and infanticide is a good thing in China, the head of the 700 Club is flashing the lion's paw on the cover of Time magazine and, you know, flashing all these other symbols all over the place. It's just unbelievable. I'm glad I thought of that. I want to put that in the film before it's done. Just, I have to watch them on TV flashing their signs at us, laughing at us, and just knowing what they've done. And, you know, maybe a chip's good. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. And now Christians, I hear them on the radio, so-called Christians. Oh, torture's good. It's of the Lord. I mean, that's mind control. When you've got devil-worshipping scum, and they think they're Christians. They think they're Christians. I'm going to come back and hit a few news items here in the final segment here in a few minutes.